Welcome back to Separate But Equal Podcast, where two niggas talk about shit while high. Hey, that one had a nice little slide to it. I like that one. I'm working on it.
That was it?
Yeah, you feel me? I thought about it. But I have been seeing all over YouTube and the news, they keep replaying Uncle Joe falling up the stairs. Up the stairs. Thank God he fell up the stairs and not down the stairs, bro. But I can't help but laugh when I see it, because it's fallen into everything I've been saying since he got into office, since he said he was going to run for president. I said that Kamala Harris was going to be the president, and this was just a, hey, I'm here, because Kamala, nobody would have voted for this Black woman to be the president of the United States, but they'd vote her in as the second in command. Welcome to America. But
you was happy with that.
Very happy, because I want Kamala instead of Joe old behind. As you can see in everything he's doing right now, bruh, I'm not with Joe. Slow Joe is getting on my nerves.
You don't stand with Joe?
Nah, Joe pissing me off right now because he reneging. I didn't think he was gonna be a reneging nigga, but he reneging. But
what happened to, I thought we was gonna have legal weed by now. I thought we was gonna have. Let
me just tell you, because I've been saying it, you feel me? Joe Biden is going to resign for health issues, and we're gonna make history with the first woman, Black Asian woman, president of the United States.
Oh,
I just did not think it was gonna be this early in his presidency. He's already fallen up the stairs, and we not even 3 months in.
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut, because
go off. I want to hear what you gotta say about Joe.
No, it was about to be about something else. Anyways, Joe, he was too old to begin with. Like, and granted, you can make the argument, Trump was an old nigga in his 70s too. But Trump was taking his vitamins. Like, that nigga was, you know what I'm saying?
He was out here.
He was out here. Hey, but it worked.
Mind you, a nigga caught coronavirus.
And beat it. And beat it. 70 plus, beat it. Big Trump.
Do we believe that, bruh? Don't play me.
That's Trump, but that's Trump. He's strong.
I guess we could say that. But yeah, I think that at this point, we should just put an age restriction on presidents. I think
he's able
to run after 60. I think 60 is the cutoff. Like, if you get in the White House at 60, cool. You can do your little one term, 64, get in there. If you do two terms,
if you really think about it, no job is going to hire you at 70.
Exactly. Except for the highest office in the land. You can't be a Walmart cashier at 70, but you can change foreign policies. Good.
Picture interviewing a 70-year-old though. Like on some, like, yeah, I just want the job. Like, it ain't like they've been there their whole life. Like, they're right. Just like, hey, I want this job.
The motherfucker's gonna say, I have 35 years in public service.
Why is it only the president can do that? Why is
that's crazy? It's crazy. But also, though, you have no term limits in the Senate. So I just think that, like, a lot of things, hopefully with this administration and his old behind, Kamala will come in and say, you know what, we need somebody young and vibrant to come in here.
They won't.
Shaking your head. I know. That's me being.
They come from holding them Senate seats and shit. They come from that. They tied into that. You know what I'm saying? African queen Kamala. Kamala. Mm-hmm. At least they gave us some money. I'll call her whatever she wants for $1,400. Shit. I know niggas out in Vegas, niggas in Florida, niggas going crazy right now. Plus the taxes.
Miami going off right now. Coronavirus central.
Bro, this is the one time I wish I had a baby mama. Like,
for what?
Taxes plus the stimmy, they getting $1,400 a kid. Did you see the meme when she dropped the baby? It was like, oh shit, my $1,400.
I'm tired of the short term goals. Everybody and these baby mamas right now, all of a sudden, y'all want all these kids.
I know they was worth $1,400 a piece.
Shit.
That's a lot.
$1,800, 18 years, nigga. 18 years. You ready for that? For $1,400.
We just talking about a year, a month, really. What the fuck? I ain't say nothing about 18 years.
You want 10 of them.
For times like this.
I feel it.
Not for the whole 18.
Bruh. That's crazy.
That's I had
me another
up.
Scare. You feel me? I had me another $1,400 scare, but we working through it. I am a advocate for women's choice. You feel me? I think it's a beautiful thing. I don't understand how Republicans want to sit here and say that, you know, that's killing. That's not killing. It's making a choice for the woman, bro. And I support it. How do you feel about
support
that?
You only saying that if you agree with the woman's choice. That's how niggas be. I support
it.
You just put your political voice on. I don't understand how anyone could be against women's rights.
How can you seriously sit there and tell a woman what to do with her body? So you feel me?
I can't.
Call for it. Exactly.
I can't. But you're only speaking this way like most niggas. It ain't just you. I ain't just picking on you because I know other niggas like you. You're speaking this way because you agreed. Like, y'all ideas agreed.
I agree, bro.
It was easy for you to be like, cool, yeah, whatever you want.
100%. Hear me when I say I'm for y'all. I'm for y'all. You feel me? Speaking of being for women, I know you've been seeing my Governor Cuomo. You think he should step aside or you think he should just thug it out? Should he do what he told Trump to do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. You can't throw stones. You can't do that. Don't hide your hand.
I think that's the craziest thing, only because if I'm Cuomo, you feel me, and I know I did some shady shit, I'm not going to be as loud and upfront as he was against Trump, because I know in the back of my head, let me shut my mouth, because I messed around and did some stupid stuff. But he decided, forget all of that. I'm going to come out 10 times stronger. Women need to be heard, you know, hey, bruh. And you was doing
that. Is that what he's doing now?
The exact same thing, bruh.
What is he doing now? I haven't even been keeping up with that story. I seen somebody,
like,
brother.
He got more and more, like, every day is two or three more women that come out and say he didn't touch, kiss, grabbed, or made them feel some type of way.
And you know what, though? See, I just hate how often this shit happens. Like, it's fucked up. But I was just reading about what's that nigga name? Deshaun Watson. He's quarterback for the Texans. And it was like different accounts. It was like, I don't know if it was like 10. It was some accusers, right? Mm-hmm. And it was the same story for real for all of them. Like, he used to get these massages. So each woman talking about how he would hit him in the DM on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They was licensed massage or whatever. And when they come over, he have him like massaging his growing area and then make his shit touch their hand and all this crap. Like, but it was, the stories was consistent, but it was just kind of like, okay, he was polite. You feel me? Like, other than the fact that, like, they said, like, he made, which I don't understand how this happens. He made their hand touch his dick or grab his
that
dick.
Shit, I don't understand that. Like, unless homie is putting a gun in your head, he didn't make you do anything.
Hold on. So then it's like girl's like,
just got beat, bro. The Pelicans beat the Lakers.
Yeah, it don't count though. I seen that. Nah, but it's crazy because it's like all the women, I'm gonna send you the link, because if you read these accounts, a few of them was like, yeah, I was in awe, and then he ejaculated. Bitch, so you sat there the whole time.
You sat there in awe the whole time. Unless you're trying to say it took homie 30 seconds, but you sat there in awe.
And then just as a man, I understand, like, and this, I hate to get nasty, but we already got in the rabbit hole. I've been to a spa before, mm-hmm. and like when you get massaged like that, that's a part of massage to me. I'm not gonna lie.
Now you talking about a regular massage, or you went to one of these Asian?
But even if but let me explain. Okay, and this is just me.
No, break it down, Robert. Break it down. Just me.
I've been to the Asian joints where I know that happens, but even if I go get a regular massage, if I don't get aroused, then it wasn't a good massage to me.
I hear you on that.
You don't have me fully comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, my body should be fully comfortable. I'm not forcing myself on you, no shit like that. You ain't even got to be an attractive woman to me. Mm-hmm. But if you really massage me and relax me,
doing what you're supposed to be doing 100%.
My blood should flow.
Keep me on the stomach. Ma'am, just work on the back.
Yeah, like, my blood should flow. That's all I'm saying. So I just don't understand. His accusers. I stand with women. I get it. Mm-hmm. It should be taken serious. But them stories is crazy. Like
Hold on. Because we were talking about this at work as well, and I think we need to. I posted on Facebook and I was cracking up because everybody uses the word normalize when it comes to certain shit nowadays. But I think we need mm-hmm. to normalize saying victims instead of believing women, because it portrays something that it's not. We just need to believe victims. Men and women can be victims. We need to stop just saying that it's just women. And I'm tired of hearing it, bro. We need to believe women. Well, I believe that. And I believe that if Robert was at work and he felt some type of way, we need to believe Robert as well.
No, and you know what? That's real. But the problem is Robert probably ain't gonna say he felt the type of way just because he a man. Because think about it.
Did you hear about Terry Crews?
But that's what I'm okay, but this is what I'm saying. Like that, okay, yeah, that's a little different. That's extreme. That's a little, but even in that situation, to be honest with you, bro, I don't know how I would react.
What you mean?
Like, maybe I would,
material, you don't know what you're gonna react to.
No. Like, I would address the man if a man touched me, we're gonna address that. But I'm saying, as far as going publicly or telling other people,
got you.
I don't know if I would do that just on some man shit.
Yeah.
And I ain't even talking on no tough shit, but I'm just saying I would address him, but I wouldn't. I would probably be too embarrassed.
You don't want to be the face of.
Right. I'm not trying to be a mascot.
No, I feel it. Especially with what comes with that, because then people want to. Did you enjoy it? No, mother trucker.
It's just too much going on in the world. It's too much. Nigga said,
I did see that Kanye West is worth $6.6 billion.
Richest black man. They trying to take it from him too. I just seen that. Forbes trying to strip him of his title. Fuck all that. Richest black man.
Black man in America.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. As much shit as I talk.
Keep that same energy.
100%. As much shit as I talk, I'm going to be 100. When you sent that to me and then I Googled it and it was like true, my hat's off. I tip a wave to you, player. Like, I can't be mad at our living legend.
MAGA hats. Man,
homie, $6.6 billion?
MAGA.
Bruh, stop with the extraness. I'm being so for real right now. I'm
MAGA 100% hats.
Happy for homie. You feel me? That's a win for all of us. That's a beautiful, amazing thing. MAGA nothing.
Hold on. Don't say that's a win for all of us. Nigga, fuck that. See, this is what I be tired of from black people. When that's a nigga get up, then it's a win. Then it's a win for all of us.
Yes.
But all the way up until now.
Just like when he does stupid shit, it's an embarrassment for all of us. 100%.
What has he done stupid?
100%.
I never seen him do nothing stupid.
Kanye West?
Never.
We're not gonna re-litigate this, because I felt how I felt about Kanye West and his stupid publicity stunts, and I've talked about it.
Such as?
I'm cool on it. You feel me? That's just
who he got money. No problems now.
I'm gonna tell you what.
He did this for us, the community, you know the culture.
I'm all for people getting help. You feel me? He has mental issues. It has been said by his wife, him, his publicist. Everybody know he a little nutty. I just thought he was doing stuff for money and attention, but he got problems. I'm going to give him that. Work on your problems, G. In the midst of working on your problems, he accumulated $6.6 billion.
So he ain't that crazy, is he?
Nah, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you, player.
Gemini shit, man. That nigga's an inspiration.
I'm going to give it to you, player, because
I am sad, though. I am sad for him, because Kim and Kanye was my relationship goals. If I'm being honest.
Really?
Like, that was like, nigga.
Dysfunction.
How do you know it was dysfunction?
Look at how it ended. It was nothing but dysfunction. It was nothing.
It ain't over.
Stunt after publicity stunt. It was nothing. Like, why did y'all know more about their relationship than, damn it, probably he knew? They put it all out there. Y'all like that? I don't. That's why my lookup was Beyonce and Jay-Z, because we only knew about cheating scandal when they told us about it. We thought they was a perfect couple until they decided to release a mess called
out. So it's okay as long as you keep your shit a secret until you make profit off of it.
It's called keep your stuff to yourself and stop trying to profit off of every moment in your life.
But so nobody made money off of Lemonade? I feel like Beyonce made a lot of money.
They did it on their time, though. That was my difference for it.
But they still did it.
On their time.
And Kanye did stuff on his time with his wife.
Which was every second.
Different times. Every minute.
Different every times. Hour.
Different times.
Stay in the media.
That's stay different relevant. Times.
I guess. If that's what you like, I guess. I'm more of the private, you feel me? Just keep it over here.
No, that was, man, yeah, that kind of hurt. I but hope they,
I see
I
what
hope
it
they
did.
Work it out.
I see what doing, keeping your life documented 24/7 does. It creates a $6.6 billion industry.
And you know, she got at least one just on her own.
Who, Kim?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you know, they supposed to stay together, man. I'm sorry about that. I be sorry when, like, people who, I just feel like, that's why I couldn't get married, for that fear. It's like, if I stay with you for so many years, like, we can't break this up. I'm going to be mad. It's for, like, there's no. I hate to sound crazy, but you can't leave me after, like, 10 years. Like, we married for, like, 10 years.
What, okay, but what would it take in order for you to be like, yo, this is good. I'm good on this. Cheating? 10 years.
That's a good question. That's a real good question. I don't know. Because
10 years, and it comes out that she been cheating on you.
Okay, I'll put it to you like this. If I was really faithful as a man, if I was really faithful, like I ain't did nothing, and she cheat on me, oh yeah, fuck you. Oh yeah, you dead to me.
But I knew it was a but. Go ahead. Finish with this one.
I just feel like I'm going to still see, it's a double standard because I'm going to still be mad. Even if I cheated and then you cheat, I'm still going to be mad as fuck. Like, it still might be over. But
the retaliation cheating?
I guess.
So I cheat?
Hell no. I don't believe in equality across the board like you do. I'm gonna be honest.
To avoid all arguments, yeah, I got one, you get one, cool.
This is a good topic.
I don't
topic.
Have time for bringing it up, and that's how it always happens. You cheat, and then she be the good girl, but then every time y'all fight in an argument, it's about what you did. Now, if we both did some mess, you can't bring it up.
But that's women. They gonna bring it up anyways. But this is a good topic. This is a good topic to talk about with women. It's just off of that. It's like
you said with women. Nah, I'm a little nervous for with women.
Well, it's because it's too dynamic, man. It's too dynamic. Like I just 10 years. If we married for 10 years, or even if we like live together for 10, married. Okay, I guess
stealing
married.
Money for you from you for 10 years. Your whole marriage, you've been stealing your money.
That's kind of impossible though. If you married for 10 years, what's mine is yours. What's yours is mine. Type shit. Like,
you're gonna have a
stealing. Oh, but she ain't gonna know about my little other. You feel me?
What does she do about that?
She's
stealing from
she
that.
Won't.
My question is that
won't.
Enough?
She won't. Trust me. She won't. I'll have enough in her face for her to keep her occupied. She won't.
It's speaking into existence, young king. I hear
for
you.
For real. Yeah, I couldn't do that. Well, what would you do? You married to a woman 10 years plus. And she cheat on you. What does Daquan do?
I'm out. Or I can do the one up. Like I just said, if you did one, I got one. And then we call it even. If
that's not going to make me feel better.
If we want to work on it, this is you said, what does Daquan want to do? If we both want to stay in the relationship and for me to feel better, nah, I got to get one. I'm going to go out and do what I want to do. And I'm not going to let you know when I do it or how I do it. But just know I'm going to do it. If I don't want to work on the relationship, I'm out. Cool. You cheated. Gone.
What if you see her cheat? Like you come home and you see a nigga, like you, or you see a picture on her phone. You see a picture on your girl's phone.
If I still want the relationship to work, I get to get one.
Okay, you skating around the question. You saying if I want the relationship to work?
Yes.
So you want the relationship to work even if your girl cheat on you? If you love her and all that.
Yep. I get to get one, and then we good.
Hell no, you got me fucked up.
Yeah. I'm in love with her, but she made a mistake. I'm about to make a mistake.
Somebody's gonna be a statistic. dead, jail, somewhere. Somebody's going to be a statistic.
We'll just continue the cycle. It's cool.
Hey, you should have did it. If I come home and see my girl, I don't know how to handle seeing like a woman I love with a dick in her mouth or some shit. I can't. If I see a picture, I just can't handle it.
So you out. You out.
We all out. I'm killing everybody. I'm killing everybody.
I say give me one. Give me a 1-to-1 ratio. It can't be a 0. I can't take the L in the relationship.
It's still an L though. It's still either way.
Yeah, you're right.
It's still an L.
If you love a woman and she cheated on you, that's definitely an L.
We gotta go see God after that. But anyways.
Yeah. God or watch a Tyler Perry movie.
Hell no, because he talked that shit you do. Just eye for an eye shit.
Shit. You said is the Versus hype over?
Yeah, man, because it's like Raekwon just had one.
Only when there's no drama included. If there is drama with the two artists that's going back and forth, Versus is popping.
No, I think it's mutual respect
and the artists love each other and it's what it should have always been. It's whack, it's lame, and everybody talking about, nah. That's how I feel about Versus.
The name is Versus. It's supposed to be two niggas. But
what did it start out as? What did it start out as?
Two people against each other.
Nah.
Yes, it did.
Nah. What I saw when it came to my two aunties was love. When it came to Brandy and Monica, it was love. It was respect. Then it turned, I don't know which one.
It was tension. I don't know. In all them.
But none of them were those two that I just gave wasn't tension or nothing. Then it became about who's gonna be.
They know how to act. Brandy and Monica know how to act, but call nigga, that was tension.
Want. Call it what you want. That's what gets the views, though. That's the point that I'm making. Is when it comes to controversy or some act, whatever you want to call it, is when it's gonna get. That's when people care about Versus. In my opinion, that's the only time I hear about it.
I don't think hear it's
about who
wins.
I hear about who the shady. Think about the last one. Who was Ashanti and Keisha. Now Keisha didn't make
see how hold on
talking about see it
already. See how you just said the last movie. But see how you just said the last one, nigga. It's been two or three since then, and you ain't even know it. Ain't nobody watching that shit no more because niggas outside.
No, because there's no drama involved in it.
Last one I watched was Gucci and Jeezy. That was the last one I watched.
I'll give you, yeah, I saw that one too.
That was like the grand finale.
There was people. Did you see the comments? Like they just
I was in them. I was in them. East Atlanta Zone 6. Real nigga. Gucci won that.
Bruh. Speaking of being in lives, have you ever seen on Facebook that it's two niggas and they be like eating rats and doing the weirdest stuff for money?
I don't watch shit like that.
Bruh, but let me explain. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. Like they really be on here. Homie look like he mental. His nigga is only telling him to do this stuff. Like he's like, yeah, he's his hype man, but he don't be getting involved in other stuff. He be sitting there eating dead rats, guts and all, just biting into it, eating just the wildest shit. But the crazy thing is, right, they do it for money. So the amount of views that they get, right, the amount of views, they ask that everybody just donate $1. They be getting 19,800 views, 27,000 views on their lives, and everybody be in there dollar. So people started asking like, yo, how much y'all really sitting here making on live? So it got me thinking, I'm not gonna get on live and eat no mess like that, you feel me? But these niggas on lives really be making money, bruh. You should really, if you want to be an entrepreneur, bro, you better get your ass on live.
I'm not about to go eat no motherfucking rats.
You ain't gotta eat nothing. You just gotta do something that gets people there.
Some bullshit. There. You gotta do some bullshit. Just say that. That's all it is.
I guess social media is a mug because they making
wow. Even in real life, I don't know if you remember the dude, but he was a customer at the shop, and I would know him because I lived on Fremont Street. And this nigga used to get paid for letting people kick him in the nuts.
Yep. Remember
that him? Nigga told me he made 6 figures in cash in a year off letting people kick him in the nuts. And I would go down there to go get tacos or something. And I just look and people really be kicking this nigga in the nuts and give him like $10, $20 every trip. Like people drunk as fuck. Like we are attracted, not we, you and me, but just people, Americans, are attracted to stupid shit. Like
train wrecks. Train wrecks. We like to, It's crazy. You feel me? You know what's going to happen, but you go and look at it. My thing is, moral of the story for all the homeless people out there, where there's a will, there's a way. God damn it. You don't need to be standing. Let me tell you how the homeless people that got smart in Vegas. They stand on the corner when the light is red, bro, just staring you in your face.
I don't like that shit, though.
Bro, they be trapping you. And when you pull up and you the first one, oh, they
want to stand there
with their little sign. I be looking down, drinking coffee. I'm on my
But look, though, when you ignore them, them niggas will walk in the street like and just stare at the cars. Like, what the fuck? Again,
where there's a will, there's a way, my nigga. If you standing here on this corner for 8 hours and you making $5, $10, you could be on Fremont Street getting kicked in the nuts. You ain't getting none. So go get kicked in the nuts for $10. No, he was doing it for $20.
Bro, that shit is crazy to me.
He was doing it for $20, bro.
That's why it's hard to work for somebody, because it's like, I know that there's some, I'm not about to go do that, but I know
there's a way.
There's so much freedom out here to make money. It's just trying to figure it out.
Get on YouTube. I'm telling you, that's the wave right now.
Bro, and do what? I'm not one of these niggas about to be talking about shit I don't know. I'm about to be like, what the, what are we?
Shit, or what's that new app? TikTok. Get on TikTok. That's what all the kids are doing.
And do what? Daquan, what do I do? Not a damn thing. Like, what you, what, you ain't never seen me dance. You ain't never heard me sing. Bro, I'm not about to be on no motherfucking TikTok.
You're this is what I don't like about Robert, y'all. To limit himself, you feel me? I don't know of any of your talents, you feel me? But tap into a motherfucking talent and make some money off of it. You're a smart kid.
Why don't I'm close to 30. Brain? Talent is gone. All right, my talent. So my brain is my talent.
Use your brain to make money. Boom.
You know what I'm going to do? All right, I just thought of an idea. You right. You. Ding. The light bulb just went off.
I got
you. You know what I'm about to do?
Come on, please be smart.
I'm going to get my little cousins to do stupid shit and record them and monetize it. Fuck it. They don't know no better. their parents don't know. Fuck it.
And the crazy thing is, y'all think he's joking, but he's dead ass. Like, this is
dead ass serious. Dead ass serious.
Something he's thought about, and nah, bro. But for real, there is a lot of opportunity out here, and I'm gonna jump on one of these opportunities one of these days. I just gotta figure out this little thing called anxiety that stops me from doing everything. That yeah, I know. Heavy breathe. I wish
I didn't say nothing,
bro. Trust me, I wish it was fake.
I didn't say nothing.
God take the wheel. I wish it was something in my head.
But I didn't say nothing. I'm sure many black people.
I just felt the. I felt this, so I get it. I get it. If you don't,
I'm sure many black people
understand. Trust me, I 100% get it because I was.
No, we all suffer from it. I was there. I'm sure.
Crazy.
I'm sure that. My great-great-grandfather who traveled from Louisiana to Ohio with no Nikes, no Spirit, no Frontier, no Greyhound, no nothing, had anxiety as well. But hey,
100 that nigga and was made able it. To fight through it.
That nigga made it with no Google Maps.
God almighty, if I could get there. If I could get there, bro.
Why can't you if that's where you come from?
I'm trying to figure it out, bro. I promise you. At the age of 25, I am trying.
Quit trying to figure it out. That's the problem. We be trying to figure shit out too much instead of just doing shit. Nigga, get hurt. Go do it, nigga.
I hear that. Once I'm, yeah, I hear that, bro. I hear that 100%. But that should be crazy. It'd be crazy. Because it'd be
end of this episode. We both sending in our 2-week notices, nigga. Fuck it. Hey, that's how you see where nigga head at.
Hold up.
You inspire me, Daquan. Let's go. Fuck it. Type your email, copy and paste it, send it to me. I'm gonna put my name on that bitch.
Y'all don't understand how. Y'all don't understand. Like, if I could, bro. If I could, I promise on everything I love.
Why can't you,
bruh?
Listen. You ever seen Roots?
Let me stack
up. Kunta Kinte worked in a field with one foot.
Stack up a
why you can't more. Put up?
Let's revisit this. Let's revisit this. Give me 2 months.
No.
Let's
right now.
Revisit this. I got you.
Okay, I'll type the 2-week notice. I'm going to send you what you're going to send to your boss.
Leave the date blank.
No, nigga. It's a 24-hour notice. We done tomorrow. Right. This is it.
Yo, you don't understand. Like, I have had dreams of being able to just like say, I'm good. Like, I'm done with this job. I don't need it. And being able to actually do it financially. I'm not there right now.
The universe is telling you. You had dreams about it. You
but good. I'm not there. I'm not there.
Then you just get a stimulus check. You good. You good. Nigga, this is your time. Eric, the stars are aligning.
Yeah, I feel you, but I don't feel you. My
pocket. You seen in memes, it was like, take that $1,400, buy you an LLC, then buy you this, then buy you that. Then you it's can get so taxed.
How tax returns and stimulus checks from a pandemic that nobody foresaw in life has made everybody, and I mean everybody, a financial advisor, and they know what to do with their money. Not only they know what to do with their money, they're going to tell you what to do with your money. And then not only are they going to tell you what to do with your money, they're going to shame you for what you do with your money. Because if you're doing anything other than what I'm telling you to do, you're not financially smart.
It's actually financially literate.
Boom. See what I mean? Do you see what I mean? Like, folks know their stuff, and it's a double-edged sword. Oh, shit. It's showing me, like, yo, people really, like, they have the knowledge, but they don't have the knowledge.
How many people is boosting credit right now?
Bruh, I can get your credit score to 850.
Like, bitch, how? I got a 357.
Bruh, this pandemic has created more entrepreneurs. That's what, just
like we were schemers. Talking about
last, exactly. But like we were talking about in the last podcast, just because you give yourself a title, don't make it it. You could be an author. You can be an entrepreneur. You can be a scammer. You can be whatever you want to give yourself the title of in 2021. That's the biggest thing I've learned in 2021. You can be whatever you want.
So our title is unemployed. We done.
Nah. Starting tomorrow. Not at this point. Right now, my title is give me a little time. Just give me a little bit of time. I promise you, we're going to rehab this conversation. I'm going to be like, bruh, let's put the date on there. But right now, I just need a little bit more bread. Just a little bit.
It's always going to be a little bit and a little bit.
Until I'm comfortable, yeah. Yeah, I'm not comfortable just jumping out. I know two niggas right now who are both successful who decided to take a limb and just jump out to Vegas, do their own thing, jump in the industry they had no idea, you feel me, and thrive in it. Kudos to y'all. Those was two people that got something in them that I don't yet. Once I get it, it's gonna be crazy. But like I said, just give me some time.